Hatzi Isha. There are four Ibayas of Rava. But we discussed them at great length last time. I just have one final thing to say before we move on to the next Ibaya of Rava at the two dots. And that is the first Ibaya here on Zayin and Abayz is Chetzich B'Chatzi Pruta B'Chetzi B'Chatzi Pruta. Chetzich B'Chatzi Pruta B'Chetzi B'Chatzi Pruta Mal. Kevin Da'amal B'Chatzi Pruta Pasko Dil Mamona V'Holichu. How should we interpret what he's saying? Chetze b'chatzi pruta v'chetze b'chatzi pruta. Is imona v'holich, is it all one unit? What does that mean? Machlokes the Rambam and the Raiva, does it mean that he has kavana that it should all be viewed as one ma'isa kiddushin? Well, no, avada, he wants it to be two ma'isa kiddushin because he has two different diburim for the two chatzoyim. It's two ma'isa kiddushin, but since he's mona v'holich, he's saying it all b'dibur echad, he wants the two ma'isa kiddushin to be chal b'vasachas. Right? That's the shaila of what the Ibai and the Gemara is. But either way, if he's monavaholic, then it'll work. If he's not monavaholic, then it won't work. Why does it not work? What's the suffix? The came in the Omel Achatzi Pruta Poska. So says Rashi, Poska, Vahavalik Mekadesh Lachatzoi. That if he says Chatzi Bechatzi Pruta, Bechatzi Bechatzi Pruta, it's as if Poska, that he split her up into two parts, he's Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. And we know Mekadesh Chatzi Isha is Enim Akudesh, because Isha Merachmana Velo Chatzi Isha. That's Rashi. Comes the Riazokain, it's a different pshat. Paskala mil say, v'hol v'omer chatzi pruta lo klumhu. Since he said chatzi pruta, it doesn't work. Is he saying something different than Rashi? Yes. According to the Riazokain, the issue here is not that if paskala milsa, he's mekadesh chatzi isha, because he said chetzich b'chatzich pruta b'chetzich b'chatzich pruta. The problem is not that he said chetzich v'chetzich. The problem is since he said chatzich pruta v'chatzich pruta, it turns out that you have two ma'isa kiddushin, right? Poskel amilsa would mean that we split it up into two, and it's as if he was mekadesh b'chatzich pruta. He doesn't have a full pruta in the kiddushin. Not that it's mekadesh chatzich isha, but rather he doesn't have a pruta in the ma'isa kiddushin. Sounds like a pretty basic issue, even a more basic issue than Rashi. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Riaz? Okay, why didn't he just say that if you split it up into two, then there's no Kesef Kiddushin. Forget about whether Mekadesh Chatzi Isha works or doesn't work. There's no Kesef Kiddushin over here. Rashi doesn't learn like that. He seems to be saying, Kesef Kiddushin you have, because you gave a Pruta. Doesn't matter that you say Chetzi V'Chatzi Pruta V'Chetzi V'Chatzi Pruta. In total, you gave a Pruta. The problem is, it might be Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Because if Poskel and Milsa, then you split her up into two parts, it's like a Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Riaz Zokain that the problem is that that it turns out you might not have a pruta in kiddushin of paskal amilsa? The Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sefer Shari Chaim in kiddushin, he suggests the following beautiful idea. He says, "What's the din? You know that you can't be mekadesh nisha the parchas mishava pruta. That's the Mishnah of Beis. Why is that? What's the reason why kiddushin doesn't work on parchas mishava pruta? What's the answer?" Remember? Sorry? Ganai is the more complicated reason. What's the simple reason why it doesn't publish a Buddha? It's not Kesef. It's not called, it doesn't have a Torah's mum. Right? The simple pshat could be that Pelchot Shara Buddha doesn't have a Torah's mum at all. So, it's not called Kesef. You have to be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim. Maybe Pachas Misharaputa doesn't have a Taras Mammon. The other way to look at it is, well, maybe it does have a Taras Mammon, but it's a deny for the Isha to be Miskadesh as the Pachas Misharaputa. So there's a problem with her Das. She's not going to be Mekadesh herself with Pachas Misharaputa. Not just because of the lack of Taras Mammon, but because it's a deny for Isha. So as we pointed out, Rashi and Tosa seem to argue about that in the study of Chalipin and of Gimel. Little Chazar never heard. Right? The Gemara says, why is a woman not mikdeis b'chalipin? Ema achanami, chalipin isna b'pachal shavaputa, isha b'pachal shavaputa, lo mekanya nafsha. Rashi has the girsa of nafsha, that she's not going to be makna herself b'pachal shavaputa. What does it mean she's not going to be makna? So Rashi says, mishim deginai hula, Hilgach batul Torah's chalipin bekiddushin. Even klishiyesh b'sharaputa, because the whole Torah's chalipin is batul. But it's all based on the fact that it's a ganai for her to be miskadesh as b'pachas b'sharaputa. Tosis doesn't learn like that. Tosis is troubled with that idea of Gnai. He has four kashas. We're not going to rehash everything in the Tosis. The Tosis seems to be saying that the reason why an Isha is not Nigas Vipadal Sharputa is not Loma Kanya Nafsha. He takes out the word Nafsha from the Girsa. Right? He says, Isha Vipadal Sharputa Loma Kanya. You can't be called an Isha Vipadal Sharputa because it doesn't have a Tiras Mamad. That's the problem according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to Tosis. Maybe that's the issue over here. Rashi Lishitaso, Rashi assumed that the problem of Pachas Misharaputa is a problem of Gnai. It's not a din of Taras Simon. It's a problem of Gnai. It's a Gnai for the woman to be Miskadeshes with less than Misharaputa. So Rashi says, in a situation where ultimately she gets a Pruta for the Kiddushin, is it really a Gnai? So what did Paschal Anus? So what did he split her up into two parts? Chetze b'chatzi Pruta v'chetze b'chatzi Pruta. The reality is she's getting a full Pruta. So she's getting a full pruta. It's not a gnai. Gnai is a svara. It's a svara in the machshava of the isha. Like it's a gnai for her. She feels like, I'm not getting a full pruta. It's not right. But if she's getting a full pruta, does the svara of gnai really apply? Or not? So even if we say paschal and milsa that we split it up into two, the reality is if she's getting the full pruta, it's not a gnai. That's why Rashi says the problem here is that if you split it up into two, it might be makarish chatzi isha. There's a different issue here. It's not that it's as if you're Makarish B'chatzi Pruta. According to Rashi, it's not Makarish B'chatzi Pruta here. Even if we split up the two Maisei Kiddushin, it doesn't matter. The two parts to the Maisei Kiddushin. It doesn't matter because she's getting a Pruta. So it's not a Gnai for her to be Miskadeshes in this way because she is getting a Pruta. B'sach HaKol. But if we learn, like the Rabbeinu Tam, if we say that a woman can't be Miskadeshes with Makarish Pruta because it's a Halacha, that Pachas Mishar Pruta doesn't have a Taras Mamin. The Paschal and Milsa, if we split up the Kiddushin into two parts and we treat it as if it's two Maisei Kiddushin, then it turns out Al Pidin, no Maisei Kiddushin has a Pruta. Each Maisei Kiddushin is only done on a Chatzi Pruta. If it's a Halacha that Pachas Mishar Pruta doesn't have a Taras Mamin, and you can't do a Maisei Kiddushin without a Taras Mamin, a Maisei Kiddushin Kesef without a Taras Mamin, then if you split up the two halakim of his dibur, then it turns out you don't have a ma'isa kiddushin on a shavu pruta. So that's what the Riyaz Zaken says, that the problem is ho'el va'amar chatzi pruta lo klumhu. If Paschal Milsa, since he said chatzi pruta, you don't have a ma'isa kiddushin on a full pruta, that's why it's not going to work. But Rashi didn't learn like that. He didn't say that the problem is the chatzi pruta. He said the problem is chatzi isha, because he says in this case, and she's getting a pruta b'sach hakol, it's not a gnai for the woman at all. So since it's not a gnai for her, the problem only is that if you split it into two, we look at it as though you're makadish only a chatzi isha each time, so you can't be makadish chatzi isha, so that's why it's not going to work. Question, I saw a hand up. Akiva? No. Jacob?
If we combine it for Rashi, it won't be gnai, should we also combine it for Rabbi Tam and say?
No, because I think the difference is gnai is a svara in the das of the isha. The other is a halacha. So if halachically we look at it as two separate parts of the Maisei Kiddushin, so then Taka turns out that you don't have a full pruta on a Maisei Kiddushin. But Gnai means that she's going to be Miskadeshes to this man. The first part of the Kiddushin wasn't Makadesh. You need both together. So even if Paschal and Milsa, he splits it up into two parts, the reality is she's going to be Miskadeshes to this guy. So is it a Gnai for her to be Miskadesh? She's getting a pruta. So as long as she gets the pruta in the end, why should she care? That's the svar. Yeah.
Chalipin was asr because it doesn't work for kiddushin because even though you could do chalipin for something that's worth more than a shvei pruta, and it's just a low plug. Since you could do it with less, we're going to say you can't do chalipin.
I don't know if it's a low plug. We had different ways of interpreting that halacha, right? The Ramban is Sarashi. Why should it be batal ataras chalipin? But pachas b'shara pruta, I hear. But b'shara pruta, why is it batal ataras chalipin? There are many different approaches that we had. I'm not sure. I would say it's a. So it's a low plug. Khalip, okay, you know what? Leave that for another time. It's okay. Just to mention one pshat. We said that chalipin is a kinyan of gnai because it can work. But pachas b'shara pruta is a kinyan of gnai. So even if we do it b'shara pruta, it's still not going to work because it's a kinyan of gnai in general. That's how the Rashba learned.
It seems like she can't accept the gnai. She can't be mocha of a gnai.
But that's because the kinyan is a kinyan of gnai. But kesef is not a kinyan of gnai. Kesef befruta is not a kinyan of gnai. So the fact that you do it in this way, that you're breaking it up into two parts, it doesn't matter because the reality is that she's getting a pruta b'sachakol. Okay, let's move on to the next dibaya of Rav. Boy Rav. Shtei b'no sechel shnei b'nei b'fruta ma'al. B'asenos n'mekabel azlinan v'ho'ika mamona. Hodilma b'asadit hu azlinan v'ho'leka. Take it. Rav asks the shayla, shnei b'no sechel shnei b'nei. You have two fathers. They're talking, you know, they're at a simcha, and they're talking to each other. So one says, your two daughters should be mekudoshos to my two sons, b'fruta. So Reuven is giving only one pruta to Shimon to be mekadesh the two daughters. What's the din? Should we go by the nosen u'mekabel? The nosen and the mekabel, one is giving a pruta, the other one's receiving a pruta. Or do we go basar did who? Basar the mekadesh and the miskadeshes, and there is no show of pruta. That's the shayla. Tekel, said tekel. Says Rashi. L'shnei bonai v'hen gedolim v'asau shliach l'kadesh. Rashi starts to explain the case. Now you look at the case, you say, oh, I get the Gemara. Right? Basar nosen mekabel azlinan, basar did who azlinan. It makes sense. Yeah, but when you start to plug in what we could be talking about, it's not so poshut. Right? You talk about shnei b'no sechel, shnei bonai, why exactly is a person being mekadesh his two sons? A father doesn't have rishus to be mekadesh his sons, even if they're ketanim. So why suddenly is this father being mekadesh his two sons? How can that be? So Rashi says, we're talking about a situation where the sons made the father the shliach. Sons must have made him a shliach. They must be gedolim and mish. They can't be ketanim anyway, because the father can't be mekadesh bonav haketanim without a shlichus, right? He can't be mekadesh. He doesn't have a right over bonav haketanim like he has over his daughters who are ketanas. And shlichus doesn't work for ketanim. So there is no way that he can mekadesh his son who's a katan. B'pshuta. B'pshuta doesn't. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. They talk about it. It's a sheet of the Rebarzilai. I'm not going to get to it now, but the Zochin work. Right? If he holds the Chiyas, not mitam shlichus, maybe a father can be mekadesh his son, who's a cotton, through Zochin. Not for now, but it's a discussion. The Shagazari has on this. Not for now. But the Parshat Shad is that you can't be mekadesh his son as a cotton, because the father doesn't have any rishus over the son, who's the cotton, and shlichus is not shayach by a cotton. You can't appoint a shliach when you're a cotton. That's what Rashi says. It's a davar pasha. We're talking about that their sons are gedolim, and they made him a shliach. Okay. Tosfos adds another knetch to the case. Shtei b'nosech l'shnei bonai. Omeri, demari b'bonos ketanos, the kedushin da'avnin hu. The b'gedolos, v'av makal kedushin v'tar shlichos, pshita d'boi, prut l'chalachas. The shliach lo odiv, nimeshalcho. Says Tosfos, shtei b'nosech must be that the bonos are ketanos. Rashi says the shnei bonai have to be the bonim agdolim, because ketanim wouldn't make any sense. The Ri says the shtei bonos have to be ketanos, because gedolos wouldn't make any sense. If they're gedolos, and some of the Ri agrees to Rashi that the bonim agdolim, so what are we talking about? Who cares that it's bonim and bonos? It's like two people. It's like two mekachim and two miskachos, two men and two women. The shliach is no better than the mishaleach. If the mishaleach, if each of the mishalchim would have to get a pruta in order for the kedushin to be chal, then the shliach has to get a pruta too. There's nothing special the fact that it's shtei b'nosech l'shnei bonai. This says the Ri, we're talking about bonos ketanos. Ah, that's the case. With the bonim agedolim, with the bonos ketanos, so that's the shail of the Gemara. Do we go basa nosei to makabel, or do we go basa the two? But the Ri is not finished. Ubasa nosei. I'm not sure if it should be ubasa nosei or dibasa nosei. Our Gir says dibasa nosen. It's really a different point. He says ubasa nosen de ka'amar lav dafka. What does the Gemara say? Do we go basa nosen or basa makabel? Do we go basa nosen or makabel, or do we go basa did who? So says the Ri, it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean do we go basa nosen or makabel. It really means do we go basa makabel. Basa nosen is lav dafka. Share hanosen akorcha b'torah shlichos bonav hu bo. Oh, he says beferish like Rashi. That the nosin is coming b'tar shlichos of the bonim. V'basa nosin as linon haviboy shtei prutos kilu habana ba'atzma mekachim. So if we mamish go basa nosin, if we go basa nosin umakabel, then of course you need two prutos, as if the bonim themselves are being mekadish. Aval habaya hi basa makabel az linan lagamri b'shemay mocha shela sheikabel hamakabel shavet pruta. What's the shail of the Gemara? The shail of the Gemara is, do we go basa makabel lagamri? And as long as the father, who's the sole makabel, gets the shavet pruta, even though he's being makabelit for his two daughters, ultimately the father is the real miskadeshes over here. That's part of what the Ri is saying. The father is the miskadeshes. I know it sounds strange to use the word miskadeshes with a father, right? It's not he's not in the keva, but the point is it's the das of the father that counts over here by benosav haktanos. It's the das of the father that's the key. So he's the makabel. He's the makabel. He happens to be creating a kiddushin for his two daughters, but he's the makabel. So therefore, as long as he's makabel shavah pruta, that's sufficient. Or should we say no? The other side of the suffix is that you need a pruta for each ma'isa kiddushin. Since there's a ma'isa kiddushin for each one of the daughters, you need a pruta for each one. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Do we go bust a makabel in Gamri? And since the father is the makabel, it's his das that counts in the kiddushin of his daughters, then that's sufficient. Even though the bonin, the makachim, are gedolim, there are two separate makachim, that doesn't play a role, says the Ri. We go bust a makabel exclusively. Or should we say no? We go bust the two. We go bust the makadish and the miskadeshes. Meaning, each ma'isa kiddushin needs a pruta. So if you don't have a ma'isa kiddushin, if you have a pruta for each ma'isa kiddushin, it's not going to work. Even if mitzad the makabel, you do have a pruta. This is how to relearn the sugya. Questions? We see something fascinating from the Ri. What does the Ri tell us? That when it comes to kiddushin kesef, what's the key? Do you have to give a shavah pruta? Does she have to receive a shavah pruta? What's the key over here? The kabbalah of the shavah pruta. And you see clearly from the Ri like that. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech quotes. Mishnah Lamelech, we mentioned a number of days ago, in El Hasishas in Perikei Halacha Aleph as a suffix, do we go basad did who or basad did they? Do we follow the husband or do we go basad the isha? Is the key that the kesef is worth a shavah pruta for the husband or that it's worth a shavah pruta for the isha? The suffix that the Mishnah Lamelech had was, let's say you makadesh be suri hana, and the woman is a chalashiyesh basakana, so she can be nana from the suri hana, but the husband can't be nana. So it's not a shavah pruta for him, but it's a shavah pruta for her. Can that work in kiddushin? That was the shaila that the Mishnah Malach had. So he quotes a Ravaz, right? At the end of the Mishnah Malach, he quotes a Ravaz, after all the dust settles, right, we had a bunch of rayas there. Right, we had talked about Shitas Rashi, the Khalifa suri hana, the Sivis had a pshat in the Ramah about Gnevis Akum. And we talked about a lot of different issues regarding that question. We go bus in the Kabbalah, bus in Nosei. But then the Mishnah Lamelech quotes the Radvas in Shuvis that has a very strange case. Let's say the husband throws something to the woman. It's not a shavah pruta when he throws it, but then when she gets it, it's worth a pruta. Is that going to work? Do we go bus in the Kabbal? Which is worth a shavah pruta when she gets it, that's enough. We say, no, we go bus in Nosei. Dr. Radvaz, we go bus in the Kabbal. How do I know that? From the din of Eved Knaini. The din of Eved Knaini is Afagav lo kachosim amona. The Eved Knaini is not kachosim amona and he's cutting nafshe. So too, by Isha, Helech mona, the Hiskachi leploni, we say that she's mekudeshes. So Zakhtar Advaz, the din of Eved Knaini by Kiddushin teaches me that by Kiddushin we don't care about the Nesina. We only care that there should be a Kabbalah of Shavah Pruta. So as long as it's worth a Shavah Pruta, when she gets it, that should be sufficient. And he continues, the Radvaz himself, quoted by the Mishnah Melech, says, and I'll bring you a raya. The raya is from Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis. And we're doing Eved Knaini on Zayin Amud Aleph. It doesn't make sense to make reference to Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis because we're not there. But now that we got there, you got to see the raya. It seems like an ironclad raya. At least Tosfos holds that way. Because Tosfos learns this case of Shtei Ben Osecha L'Shnei Bonai. The suffix of the Gemara is, do we go basa makabel legamri, or do we go basa the two? Do we go basa the makadesh and the miskadeshes? What is Tosfos saying? We don't care about the nosen. I don't care about the nesina b'shavah pruta. Zokter Advaz, don't you see from Tosfos that the key in kesef kiddushin is the kabbalah shavah pruta? I can't. The key is the kabbalah shavah pruta. The din of Eved Knaini is one raya. Tosfos is another raya. But it's not such a pella, because that's the din of Eved Knaini. That kabbalah shavah pruta is sufficient, even if the nosin is not actually giving a shavah pruta. Okay, that's Tosfos. Comes the Marid and asks, it's quoted by the Avnei Miluim, Marid in the Kovitz Mefarshim. Marid asks, the Torah, the Ri is very difficult. Tosfos is very difficult for two reasons. First of all, the Lashon of the Gemara is not like Tosfos. To say that nosin is lav dafka, Come on, the Gemara says, do we go bust in no sin of Makabel? Basa no sin of Makabel azlinan v'ha'ika mamona, or do we bust in who azlinan v'ha'leka? The Gemara mentioned the no sin too. According to the Ri, that's just lav dafka. The real question is, do we go bust in Makabel or not? Why does the Gemara mention no sin according to the Ri? It's not part of the suffix. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, according to the Ri's pshat, is there really any difference if the father is being mekadesh the daughters to his own sons, or he's being mekadesh the daughters to two people in the street? Shnei bnei adam ba'alma. The sons must be gedolim, say Rashi and the Ri. Sons must be gedolim, and they're making the father a shliach. The sons must be gedolim, and they're making the father a shliach to be mekadesh the daughters on their behalf. But basically, the subject of the Gemara is, so we go about to Makabel, is the key that the father of the two daughters is Makabel Kesef, or that we follow each Maisa Kedushin, we follow the Makadesh and the Miskadeshes. So then, why does Rava formulate the Shaila as though we're talking about a man being Makadesh, the two girls, to his sons? It's nothing to do with the sons. The sons are making a Shliach, someone else can make a Shliach. It really should say, he should say, boy, Rava, shtei b'no secha, l'shnei b'nei Adam. You have one person representing the shnei b'nei Adam, you have the father representing his banos u'aktanas, and that should be the shayla. Do we go about some makabel? And the fact that she was makabel, the fact that he was makabel kesef on behalf of his daughters, that's sufficient. But do we say, no, that we go baser did who? We need a shavet pruta, nish ma'ase kedushin. According to the Ri, we don't understand why the Gemara mentioned Bosa Nosein Azlina. We don't understand why it mentioned Nosein if it's Lav Dafka. And secondly, we don't understand why the Gemara says Lishnei Bonai. Because Lishnei Bonai is Lav Dafka too. It could be Lishnei Bnei Adam by the same token. Says the Tosis Rid, maybe there's another parish in the Sugi. Tosis Rid gives a different parish than Tosis, and according to him, the kashas of the Marit will be answered. What does the Tosis Rit say? Tosis Rit says like this: Binami shnei bnei adam nosnu pruta la'av b'shnei b'nosa pshitad lo'ha b'kidushin. If two men were to give a pruta together, meaning each one gives a chatzi pruta to the father to be mekadesh, this individual, it's poshut, it's not kedushin, says the Tosis Rit. Kevin kol chad lo yohi velachatzi pruta lo chashiv mamon. What's happening over here? The father is being mekadesh the daughters on behalf of these two individuals, so he only has a chatzi pruta from each person. They're giving him money, so each one gives him a chatzi pruta. Whatever a pruta is worth, let's say a pruta is worth a nickel, so each one gives him, I don't know, let's say a pruta is worth four pennies, so each one gives him two pennies, right? So neither one gave him a shavet pruta. So Zabta Tosis Rit, if neither one gave him a shavet pruta, then there is no mammon here, from either one, coming from either one of them. So Avada, that's not going to be kedushin. So what's the shayla over here? What is Rav Eva shayla? Zabta Tosis Rit, Aval hocha, denosin avichad, makabel avichad, iklamemed, abas, denosin, makabel, azlinan, velabas, akonin, veniknin. Because the nosin is chad and the makabel is chad, there's one nosin. There's one nosin over here. So there's a havamina in Rava that maybe we should follow the nosin and the makabel, and not the konin and the niknin. Not the makadesh and the miskadesh, but rather the nosin and the makabel. That's the shayla. If he would give the money that the Shnei B'nei Adam would give him, then there's no question that it's not going to be a good kiddushin. What's happening over here is that there's one nosin and one makabel. Chad nosin v'chad makabel. Dr. Tosis Rit, if there's chad nosin v'chad makabel, then there's room to say that maybe we should follow the nosin and the makabel and not the makadesh and the miskadeshes. If nosin chad and makabel chad, then maybe everything is different. So clearly the Tosis Rit is learning the Gemara Kepshuta. Basa nosin and makabel azlina means we follow the nosin and the makabel. That means that there's chad nosin v'chad makabel. That's what makes this situation different. So then we'll follow the nosin and the makabel. It's chad v'chad, so therefore it's going to work. What does he mean though that if the father would be giving kesef from Tu B'nai Adam Ba'alma it would not work, but somehow over here it's going to work. This is like Tu B'nai Adam Ba'alma. His two sons are like Tu B'nai Adam Ba'alma. They're Gedolim. What's he really saying? What's the Tosafot really saying? It's a fancy lotion. Chad Nosen, V'chad Makabel, Echad, Echad. He seems to be saying something, but we don't quite get what the Tosafot really is saying. We do understand that the Loshon Basar Nosen in the Gemara is literal, according to the Tosafot Rit. But why is this case any different than the case of Shnei B'nai Adam? He makes reference to Shnei B'nai Adam. He is distinguishing, but we don't fully understand what his distinction is. Yes?
Isn't Mikabo and Miskadesh in this case the same person? It's both Mikabo, no?
Yes. But if we follow the Mikabo and the Nosen, since it's Chad Nosen v'Chad Mikabo, so if we follow Nosen and Mikabo, then since it's one and one, it's a good Kiddushin, because the Nosen is giving a pruta to the Mikabo. But if we follow the Miskadeshes and the Mekadesh, since there are two Maisei Kiddushin occurring over here, there's only a Chatzi Pruta there. Ben?
Would it possible that this isn't the Sina simply as a formal act, and that all that needs to be done is the Sina from one to the other?
But what's the... I hear, but what's the difference between Shnei B'nai Adam as opposed to the two Bonim? That's what I'm trying to pick up on.
What do you mean by the case of Shnei B'nai Adam? He's very vague in
them. Shnei B'nai Adam means two people who are not his sons. Here, since the two people are his sons, it's Chad Nosen v'Chad Mekabel. But if the two people are not his sons, it's not Chad Nosen v'Chad Mekabel. That's what I don't understand with the Tosafot Rit. What's the difference whether it's two Bnei Adam or not? His two sons are also two Bnei Adam, because we're talking about that they're Gedolim. Everyone says that they're Gedolim. There is no Kiddushim when they're Ketanim. So his two sons are also two Bnei Adam. So why should it be any different whether it's two Bnei Adam or his two sons? It's really the same case. If you can call it Chad Nosen v'Chad Mekabel by his two sons, then you can call it Chad Nosen v'Chad Mekabel by the two Bnei Adam also. Jacob?
He doesn't... I mean, Shnei Bnei Adam is two people giving as opposed to one person giving.
One person giving? His two sons also both have to give. Don't his two sons have to give if they're Gedolim? Akiva? No? Sorry, Jacob?
In which case? Shnei Bnei Adam or the Shnei Bonim?
Shnei Bonim?
I mean, the father is giving on their behalf.
Oh! Whose kesef is it? By Shnei B'nai Adam, we're assuming, the Tosafot Rit is assuming that the Shnei B'nai Adam are giving the kesef to the Nosen. I mean, why would he give his own kesef? He could do them a favor, but it's not mistaber that that's happening. It makes more sense that whenever your Mekadesh is a shliach for someone else, they're giving you the kesef and you're being Mekadesh for them. I know over here, what's the big deal? It's only a pruta, chatzi pruta. Okay, fine. But Ikaron, when you're being Mekadesh on behalf of someone else, they're the ones who are supplying the kesef. But when a father is Mekadesh for his sons, the Loshon sounds like he's doing a favor for the sons, right? The two fathers are sitting at the Chasana. They're sitting together. So he's doing a favor for the sons. He's supplying the money. That's the difference between Shnei B'nai Adam and the two sons. It's not a chilek and din. It's really the same halacha. If the man were to supply the kesef for the Shnei B'nai Adam, the halacha would be exactly the same. Because he's supplying the kesef. It's Chad Nosen. It's just when talking about his sons, it's more mistaber that he's going to be the one supplying the kesef. As opposed to Shnei B'nai Adam, it's less likely that he'll be supplying the kesef. And that's the chiluk. If he's not supplying the kesef, if the kesef is coming from them, then it's chatzi pruta for kol echad. But if he's the one who's supplying the kesef, then we can start to talk about no sen chad u'makabel chad. If it's no sen chad u'makabel chad, then maybe the kedushin should talk a work. Akiva?
Can you just simply call this? The problem is if it's midin shlivos.
It's midin shlichus in both cases. That's why. Of course it's shlichus. Of course it's shlichus. It's still a shlichus, even though he's giving his own money.
So we call it a favor. He never says the word shlichus anywhere.
But it has to be a shlichus. If it's not a shlichus, then we're back to square one. That's what Rashi and the Ri was saying. It has to be a shlichus, because if not, he has no right to be mekadesh his sons who aktanim. They can do them a favor for Heintis Morgan, but if there's no shlichas, the kiddushin is not going to be chal. Kiddushin can't be chal. It's not the Talmud Harashba. Who said that? Not the Talmud Harashba. What the Tosafot Rit is saying is that he's not explaining the Tosafot Rit, but he's bothered with the same kasha. That of course it's a shlichus, but he's giving his own money. Talmud Harashba asked, if he's doing it b'shlichus, it's difficult. Why Why does shlichus make it any different? The Talmud of Rashba assumes, of course, it's a davar pasha that we're using shlichus over here. Of course we're using shlichus over here. Now that's what he says before. Aval ba'avim shal bonim shem gedolim kem de'islahu yad l'kanish ve'en la'avim reshuz bohen hechi omer rava lehedja basenos and mekabel hazlina ve'ikam amona. So then he says, if he's doing it b'shlichus, which is the only way to answer that kasha, that how can Hitaka do it for them, so then why should we go bus and nosin? Why should we say that it's one nosin and one mekabel? Tochatchak, yesh letareitz, the kevin lechazinim bekidushin, shein tzarech lemekadesh, sheitin hu hakidushin, elafilu yitnei macher havi mechudeshes, since we find in kidushin that it's not necessary for the mekadesh himself to give the kesef, but rather someone else can give the kesef on behalf of him, kigon helech mon aviskachi leploni, the din of Eved Ivri. My kiddushim din Eved Ivri tells me that what? According to Rashi's pshat, that even if the person is a shliach, we still need a chiddush that he can give kesef shalom. Because I would think that the shliach has to give kesef from the mishaleach. Comes the din of Eved Knaini and teaches me that the Eved Knaini doesn't have any money mishalom. Someone else is giving money to be mishachar the Eved. So too in the case of kiddushin, someone else, not the mekadesh, even though he's a shliach of the mekadesh, but the shliach can provide his own money for the kiddushin. So Talmud HaRashba. Kevin the chazin of the kiddushin, shein tzarech l'mekadesh, sheyitin hu ha-kiddushin, alfilu yitnei macher, havi mekudeshes, ki azlina bosa nosen, shein osen ha-kiddushin mishalo, is ben mamona. That's why over here, it's chad nosen. If he's giving his own money, midin eved k'naini, the kiddushin can be chal, through his nesina, because there's a nesinas kesef. And that probably is what the Tosfos Rid had in mind. That Avada, there's one Makabel here. That's the father, because he's being Makabel on behalf of his daughters who are Ktanos. But how can you say that there's one Nosein? He's being Nosein on behalf of his two Banim who are Gedolim. And he can only be Nosein b'shlichus of his children. Because if they're Gedolim, there's no way he can be Makadish them without Shlichus. B'pshuta. So how can you say that it's chad nosim v'chad mechabel? It's up to Talmud HaRashba. In the stomach, that's what the Tosfos Rid has in mind. No, he's chad nosim because the Chiddush Din of Eved K'naini tells me that the nosim can give kesef mishalo as long as he's the shliach of the Mekadesh. So since he's nosim kesef mishalo, this father is giving kesef on behalf of his sons. He's giving kesef mishalo. That's chad nosim. We have chad nosim and chad mechabel. So maybe the Kiddushin should work. But the suffix is, maybe the Kiddushin shouldn't work because you still have two mice of Kiddushin. Since you're being Mekadesh, two daughters, maybe the Kiddushin shouldn't work. But the Chad Nosen v'Chad Mekabel means since he's giving Kesef Mishalo, even though he's a Shliach, we'll look at it as his Nesinas Mon. As his Nesinas Mon, so you'll take a Havashava Pruta. So that was the Havamin of Rabba to say that maybe you take a Havashava Pruta and the Kiddushin are going to work. Question of Tolling.
But aren't we, we're saying that the father's giving it on the behalf of the sons, and still you have the issue that he's giving it on their behalf. So they have appealed to give a pruta to a mekadesh, meaning if you have a mekadesh woman, they had to give a pruta.
Right.
So he's giving it on their behalf, isn't he doing it for them? So wouldn't it have to be within their koach?
If the din of Eved K'naini tells me that someone else can give his own kesef on behalf of the mekadesh, so then it's not such a far jump to say that when I'm considering whether there's an asina of a shavaputa, I look at the nosin and not at the makadish. If the nosin is giving the kesef, since it's his kesef, so it matters if it's a shavaputa for him. So if he's giving a shavaputa, that's an asina of the isbe mamona, and that should work. Even though each one of the makadshim is not giving a shavaputa, who cares? He's being nosin on their behalf, so that should be enough. He can create a chalos kedushin for someone else with his own moment. So we look at him to determine whether it's an asina sheyesh ba moment.
So in the case we saw earlier, right, where he says give money to this person and then I'll be kaddish to her, right?
No. Eved K'naini means heilech mona v'hiskachi leploni. Reuven gives money to the woman. I'm giving money to you, and I say you should be mekadeshes to the other person. Right, so I'm giving money on behalf of the other person, but I'm giving money to the woman. That's the same case over here. The father is giving money to the father of the women, and saying that the girls should be mekudoshos to his sons.
So in such a case, that would work for two people.
Yes, according to the Talmud HaRashba and the Tosfos Rid, it's taka no nafkemina between two bonim or two bnei adam ba'alma. As long as the nosin is the one who's giving the shavet pruta, then it should work because you have chad nosin v'chad makaba. According to that sad and rava, it's still it's a suffix, right? So the suffix of rava would apply just as easily if you're talking about shnei b'nei adam as the case of shnei banim, because it doesn't matter. Banim is not key. The banim are like b'nei adam ba'alma because you need shlichus here. The chiddush is that if the nosin is giving kesef mishalo, then we look at him to determine that there's an nosin shiyach b'shar
approved.
Kizul
of the Kanani is not a case of father son, and yet still someone's paying for him.
Right. Yeah. So it's a case of shlichus. Shlichus, but the shliach is the one who's paying. So this case also might be a case of father son, but it has to be shlichus, as we said, because they're gedolim. So if it's not shlichus, then it's not going to work. So even though, yeah, it's a little bit of a different case, father son, stam person, but it has to work in the same way. Right. So that's probably why Rava formulated his suffix to be talking about shnei b'nei sechel v'shnei banai. I mean, according to this, shnei banai is lav dafka. It's not shnei banai, even shnei b'nei adam ba'alma. Because as long as he's the one who's giving the kesef, we go basa nosein. Right? Chad nosein b'chad makabah. So why does he say shnei banai? The answer might be that by shnei banai, it's more likely that he'll give his own kesef. That's why Rava picked on that case. But in a chanami, shnei banai will be exactly the same. Yeah.
What's the
hab
mean to say that shnei will act as the nosein here?
He can act as the nosein, but if the shliach is no better than the mishaleach, then why does he not have to give two prutas, one for each mishaleach? The chiddush is that since he can give kesef mishalo, when he does that, we look at him to say that it's nesina sheyesh bo shava pruta. So we don't plug it back into the makadesh, the two makadshims. We say that his nesina of shava pruta can work for both of them.
He said that most of them didn't think that they should have two prutas, just like the mishaleach.
What Tosfos, no matter what you, right, no matter how you learn shlichus, we don't have to go back for the longest of shlichus, no matter how you learn shlichus, you still should need a pruta from each mishaleach. The shlich is no better than the mishaleach. He might be like a bailim, he might be like the mishaleach, right, the mokum bailim, like the Tosfos had in the Rambam, but he's not better than the mishaleach, so if they each would have to give a pruta, he also should have to give a pruta. But if we look at it from the perspective of the nesina, he's the nosen, and he's giving a pruta, so then that might be enough, even if it's going to work on behalf of the people. Yes?
When the Tosfos quotes the case of Shnei Bnei Adam, he's distinguishing that, according to what we're saying, why is it different from Shnei Banim?
That's his kasha. His kasha is saying, by Shnei Bnei Adam it shouldn't work, so why over here does it work? So the Tosfos says, because here it's Chad Nosein v'Chad Makabah. Because the Tosfos is assuming that if it's Shnei Bnei Adam, it's not going to be Chad Nosein because he's going to get kesef from two people. That's his whole assumption. But by the bottom, he's not going to get kesef from two people, but rather, he's going to provide his own kesef.
We're assuming that Tosfos is saying that because no mishalo. Isn't the distinction just that the Shnei Bnei Adam case is two people giving as opposed to the Shnei Banim where it's actually one father, not a matter of the mamun being shalo?
But what's the difference? The reality is he's being mekadesh two sons. So if you don't say what we're suggesting, then I don't see the chilik according to the Tosfos. If you put the Talmud of Rashba together with the Tosfos Rit, everything flows beautifully. But if you leave the Tosfos Rit alone, then he's sensitive to the fact that Shnei Bnei Adam and Shnei Bani have to be different. But what's the chiluk? Right?
In the Shnei Bnei Adam case, there's two people giving as opposed to the case of the father, that there's one person giving.
Who, but what's he giving?
Afruta.
But if he's giving... The father is giving whose money? His own money.
Presumably the son's money. I mean, son's money.
Why is the Shnei Bnei Adam case that there are two people giving? Two people gave to the individual, to the shliach. So it's one person giving, the shliach is giving. The answer is when mishalchim give money to the shliach to give, we look at it as though the mishalchim are giving the money. It's only because in the case of Shnei Bnei, he's giving his own money, that we look at it as though he's giving the money and not the mishalayach. And that's what makes it different. That's the chiluk between Shnei Bnei as opposed to Shnei Bnei Adam. It comes out a major nafkamina between the Tosfos Rid and Tosfos. Right? The shaila of the Mishnah Melech. Do we go bosa makabel or bosa nosen? Right? The shaila makadish bisurei hana. Do we care whether it's a shavaputa for the makabel or for the nosen? What's the answer to that kasha? So the Radvaz says, I'll bring you a raya from the Ri and Tosfos on Nav Zayin on Beis. Tosfos and Zayin Bay says the Shaila of Rava is not whether we follow the Makabel and the Nosin or we go Basa the two, but rather do we go Basa Makabel Lagamri or do we go Basa the two? Because there's no Havamina we should go Basa Nosin. Well, so nosin zicha, you don't go bus. You're not going to follow the nosin. Zach the Radva, don't you see clearly from Tosis that when it comes to Kesef Kedusha, we only follow the Makabel, we follow the Isha? So if you Makarish Bisuri Ana, and the woman is a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana, and she can get Hana from that item, that should be enough, right? That's the Mishlo Melech. But according to the Talmud Rashba and the Tosis Rid, that's not true at all. Because even Rava admitted that what? That in one side we do go Bosa Nosin. There is a nosin over here, and normally in Kedushin we need a nesinas kesef mitzad de nosin. We do need a nesinas kesef mitzad de nosin. Even if the kesef doesn't actually have to come from the mekadesh, right? Even if the din of Eved Kenani teaches me that the mekadesh doesn't have to be chosim mamona, the mamona doesn't have to come from the mekadesh, but there has to be a nesinas kesef, according to the Tosfos Rid. The nosin has to give a kesef sheyesh ba mamona. It's just that Rav has a sofek, right? Should we follow Nosen Chad and Makabel Chad, or should we say no? If there are two Maisa Kiddushin, then it's not enough. But the Tosfos Rid clearly assumes that you do need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Mamon. It's not just enough to have the Makabel, right? That's clear. It's just the problem is over here, even though you have a Nesina, that might not be enough because there are two Maisa Kiddushin, so maybe you need a Pruta for each Maisa Kiddushin. But if you were to say that you don't need a puta for each Maisa Kedushin, the reason why it works over here is because you have a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Kesef. It's not that you don't need the Nesina Sheyesh Bo Kesef for the Nosein, like Tosfos said B'Shem Neri. Right? According to the Tosfos Rid, you need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Shavu Puta. But because you have Chad Nosein and Chad Makabel, you have it. Right? Isn't that what the Tosfos Rid is saying? So what would the Tosfos Rid hold in that case with the Yisuri Ano? The woman is a cholish yesh b'sakana. The man wants to be mekadesh b'yisuri hana. Does that work according to the Tosfos Rid? Probably not, because that's not a nesina sheyesh bo kesef. For him, it's not a nesina sheyesh bo kesef, so that doesn't work. Our case in the Gemara is there's a nesina sheyesh bo kesef because the nosein is giving a pruta, and for him, it's a shavu pruta. But if even for the nosein, it's not a shavu pruta, according to the Tosfos Rid, it would not work. According to the Ri, it would work, because the Ri holds you don't need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Shavu Pruta. Eved Kenani teaches me it's all Basa Makabel. Tosfos Rid says, no. Eved Kenani teaches me that we go Basa Makabel, but you need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Kesef for the Nosen also. It's just that the Makadesh doesn't have to be the Nosen. That's what the Halach is teaching me. But you do need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Kesef. So in that situation with the Surah Anoah, if it's not Shavu Pruta for the Makadesh, for the Nosen, then Taka, it shouldn't work. That could be the nafkamina between the Ri and the Tosfos Rid. Yes?
How are we defining Shavu Pruta? Like, if he could theoretically sell that to people who are Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana and they can utilize that, is that really no value to him, just because he can't use it himself?
The way that the Mishnah Melech says it, it's no value to him. So, I mean, you're basically asking on the whole case, right? The suffix of the Mishnah Melech is by Yisuri Hana. So you're saying, I don't understand, even if he can't get Hana from it, he can still sell it. If he sells it, isn't that called getting Hana from it too? That's not called, well, he actually has to get Hana from it to imbibe it in order for it to be considered Hana. Maybe the selling itself would be a problem. You're saying, oh, but just one second. So then if he's Makadosh and Isha, he's also deriving benefit from it. So that also shouldn't work.
So we said that.
Sorry?
We said that it was the Kedushin would be Chav, and he'd be over in Issa.
He'd be over in Issa, but the Kedushin would be Chav.
Right, now we're saying.
No, but the question is but then it's worth something to him because he can be Makadosh and Isha with it.
So it's indirect.
Indirect. It's not direct Hana.
It's not its value.
Uh-huh. It doesn't have value for him. It's not a Shavu Pruta. It's not a Shavu Pruta for him. Maybe the point is that on the marketplace, we don't look at Cholim. We look at regular people. We look at the Rov. That's Lechor Pshat. It doesn't really have value on the marketplace because most people wouldn't buy this one.
So
yeah.
You have to say that because every audience finds someone.
Right.
So you have to, there has to be some.
Right, so, but that could be the nafkamina between the Ri and the Tosfos Rid. Do we follow the Nosen at all? Right? Do we say that it has to be a Shavu Pruta for the Nosen? It's just there's a Chiddush that the Nosen can give his own money. It doesn't have to be the Makadosh's money. But I need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Shavu Kesef. So I need a Nesina Sheyesh Bo Shavu Kesef. He's Makadosh B'Yisurei Ana, and he's not a Cholish Sheyesh Bo Sakana. If there's no Nesina Sheyesh Bo Shavu Pruta, then it's not going to work. As opposed to the Ri, who would say, no, we only follow Makabel. We follow the Makabel. It's just, there's a Sofik in Rav. If you have two Maisa Kedushin, Maybe you need a pruta for each ma'aseh kiddushin. But we only follow the makabel, we don't follow the nosein, so we're only looking at whether it's a shavah pruta mitzad the makabel. Okay. Let's move on to the final shilas of kiddushin v'chatish. Boira papa. Bitchu paraska b'pruta ma. Mi aminan bitcha b'chatzi pruta paraska b'chatzi pruta. Adilma bitcha b'pruta paraska b'meshicha. Take it. Rav Papa has a shaila, bitcho parascha befruta. What does the guy mean? Does he mean bitcho befruta parascha bemeshicha? Or bitcho befruta bechatzi pruta parascha bechatzi pruta? Does he want to be kona the para bechatzi pruta? Or is he going to do a meshicha for the para? Boy Rav Ashi, bitcho bekar koacha befruta ma'am. Bitcha b'chatzi pruta v'karkocha b'chatzi pruta odilu bitcha b'fruta v'karkocha b'chazoka. Take it. Rav Ashi adds another shayla, yeah? Bitcha b'karkocha b'fruta. Noch amol. Do we assume that he wants to be kona the karka b'chatzi pruta or is he going to do the karka b'chazoka? So comes the Tosfos Rin and says, what's the shayla? These two shaylas, bitcha b'fruta v'haroscha, bitcha parasa befruta or bitcha v'karkocha befruta. We just had a shaila in Rava whether we go basanosin and makabel or not. Right? So if we go basanosin and makabel, should this work or not? If we go basanosin and makabel, so there's chad nosin v'chad makabel. So what should be the problem? What's the shaila in the Gemara? If we go basanosin and makabel, so then lachar this should work. Why did the Gemara left it as a teiko but didn't tell us that it's dependent on the previous shaila? Right? If we follow Nosin and Makabel, it should have said, Afilum Timtzilama Beshtevin Osecha Befruta, that you go Basa Nosin and Makabel. Right? Bitcho Parascha Befruta, Bitcho Vekarkocha Befruta, if we go Basa Nosin and Makabel, so then it should be Makudashas. Why is the Shail of the Gemara only whether his Kavana is Bitcho Bechatzi Pruta, Parascha Bechatzi Pruta? Or bitcha befruta uparascha b'meshicha. There's another element to the shaila. That if we go basanosin u'makabel, then lechora it should work because you have nosen chad u'makabel chad. Right? It's the old shaila of the Gemara. This is the kash of the Tosfos Rid. Right? The Tosfos Rid says in the previous shaila you have chad nosen v'chad makabel. Right? The Rebbe has a suffix, if we have chad nosin v'chad makabel, maybe it should work. So why didn't the Gemara say that this is dependent on the previous shaila? So says the Tosfos Rid, he doesn't even formulate it as a kasha, but he says, Perish, afilim timtzilama b'shtev nosecha v'fruta debas nosin v'kabel azlinan. Even on the tzad that we follow the nosin and the makabel here, it's not going to help. Why? Because hani mili b'kiddushin, sheyesh b'kiddushin halolo shavapruta. Habakinin apara einu mitzdar from kiddusha isha. This case is different than the previous case. The previous case there are two ma'aseh kiddushin. So there's a havamina to say, maybe I should be mitzarif the two ma'aseh kiddushin together. And say, if you have chad nosin v'chad mekabel, we're going to just mitzarif it all together. And as long as you have a pruta, that's fine. But here, what do you have? You have a kiddushin of the bas, and a kinyan of the parah, or a kinyan of the sada. Right? So here you have two totally different things. You have a kinyan of the parah, and a kiddushin. You can't be mitzarif the two together. Right? You can't be mitzarif the two together. There's no havamina that we should say that you go that basanos and makabel as linan, and since it's chad nosin v'chad makabel, you should only need a pruta. The suffix is a totally different suffix, so that's why the Gemara has to present a new shaila. The Gemara is saying, even afilim timtzilama de basa nosin makabel as linon, there still is room for suffix, because here you can't follow nosin makabel. Because here, what are you going to say? What will be mitzarif, the kinyan apara with the kiddusha isha? It just doesn't make any sense. It's two totally different things. You can't be mitzarif them together. By two kiddushin, efshe mekan zog, and then you can be mitzarif them together. So there are two shailas in the Gemara. Bitcha parasa befuta and bitcha the karkocha befuta. At first glance, it's mamash hanuhach. Like, what's the need to mention both shailas in the Gemara? The shaila is, Do you mean to say bitcha b'chatzi pruta and x b'chatzi pruta, para, or okarka? Or do you mean to say that bitcha b'fruta and the other item you're going to be kona with chazaka, with mashicha, with a different kinyan? It's the same shayla. Like, why is it necessary to have both shaylas in the Gemara? So comes Tosfos, bitcha parasa b'fruta, and says like this, kevin de para niknes v'kesef, shadira lehu basar bita. How is this sensitive to this kash? Right, the first dibay of the Gemara bitcho parasa befuta, Tosfos says the shaila is a para can't be nikneh bekesef. The para is not nikneh bekesef. The para is metaltalin. Para is not nikneh bekesef. Karak is nikneh bekesef. So because the par is not nigas bekesef, that's the suffix of the Gemara, then maybe bosa bito shadina luhu. Maybe we should say that bitcha befruta. The suffix whether he means bitcha befruta is because it's mistaber that he means bitcha befruta, since the par can't be nikneis bekesef. And you're giving kesef. So mistama he means bitcha befruta parascha b'meshicha. But the second ibaya, it's not so poshut. It's a different suffix, because the second ibaya, the karka could be nikneh bekesef. So I need to mention the second ibaya because you would have a havamina that by the karka, since the karka is nikneh bekesef, avadit shouldn't be a good kiddushin. Because mistama he's splitting half and half. Since the karka can be nikneh bekesef, maybe he means chatzi pruta lebitcha v'chatzi pruta lekarka. The first shaila, there was more of a svara to say that we throw it to the bas. Because since the parah can't be nikneh bekesef, maybe it's more mistava that he means mashicha by the parah. But in the second case, since karka is nikneh bekesef, so maybe you should say chatzi chatzi. So the shaila is a different shaila, so that's why the Gemara had to introduce the second shaila. That's how Tosfos learns. That the karka is nikneh bekesef, but the par is not, so the second shaila is introducing something new. That you might think that in the second shaila, taket split chatzi chatzi, chatzi pruta lebitcha v'chatzi pruta lekarka. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi didn't learn like that. What does Rashi say? Odilma bitcha befruta, the made the yoda, the bebatsim epruta, lo makatsha. Uparasa lo omra al pruta, elishadikin lo kashiyim shechena. Why would we say, what's the suffix, bitcha parasa befruta? What's the suffix of bitcha parasa befruta? Why would I assume that maybe he means that the pruta should go for the bas exclusively? Why? Because the para can't be nicknames bekesef? Is that the reason? According to Rashi, no. The reason why you would think that he's throwing the para to the bas, using the kesef exclusively to the bas, is why? Because he knows that if he uses less than a pruta, the bas can't be nifesh. He can't be mekayish shanisha, but papa kishar a pruta. That's why we think that shadina lehu basabita. Because made the idea that you can't be mekayish, but batsim a pruta. Not the same as Tais. Tais is assuming that the reason why you throw it to the bas is because the parah can't be nikneh bekesef. But Rashi says the reason why you throw it to the bas is because you know that you can't be mekayish and isha b'pachas v'shara pruta. That's the svar. But that's the suffix, right? Because he knows you can't be mekayish and isha b'pachas v'shara pruta, maybe he throws it all to the bas, or maybe no. He wants to do it b'chatzi pruta and it's not going to work. That's the suffix of the Gemara according to Rashi. Yes?
I thought the case before just could be mekayish. Technically a woman who doesn't pruta.
No, if you have one nosin and one makabel, but if you're only using a chatzi pruta for the kiddushin, how's it going to work? There, I'm using a pruta for kiddushin. Here, I'm using only chatzi pruta for kiddushin. I'm using chatzi pruta for kiddushin and chatzi pruta for kinyan.
Saying that Saad Rashi said that why would I put it all with the isha?
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't because I just saw that you don't need to put it all. One isha doesn't necessarily need.
No, but wasn't that the Tosfos' point? That here, since we're doing a kiddushin and a kinyan, we don't put the two of them together. Now, we're not gonna say that it's just one unit. It's not one unit. There's only a chatzi pruta for the kiddushin. It's kiddushin and kinyan. There, it's all kiddushin. So you think you could be mitzari if the two mice are kiddushin together. But not here. Here it's kiddushin and kinyan. Never the twain shall meet. Rashi says, what's the svara by bitchu parascha befruta to throw it to the bas? To say that he means to be mekadesh the bas with a full pruta, why? What's the svara? Because he knows that he can't be mekadesh the daughter with pachas v'shara pruta. So So according to this, is there really room for the second suffix? Vitcha ve karka cha befruta? There's no difference. It's exactly the same suffix. The tzad to say that the pruta goes exclusively for the vas in both cases is because you know that you can't be mekadesh nisha b'pachas mishava pruta. According to Tosas, I see the need for the second shayla. I see the need for the second shayla. Right? Because according to Tosfos, the reason why in the first shayla bitcho parascha befruta we'll throw it to the bas is because the para can't be nikneis bekasef. But in the second shayla that bitcho v'karkocha befruta, since the kesef can be thrown, since karka is nikneis bekasef, I might think that he's splitting it half and half. But according to the way Rashi is learning, what's the difference between the two spikers? They're exactly the same. Should I throw it all to the Baas because he knows that he can't be Makadish a girl, but Pachas Sharputa? Or should I say no, his Lashon is Chatzi Chatzi, so therefore we'll just leave it at Chatzi Chatzi. Problem?
According to us, why do we even have the case of Torah at all? I know that if it's something like Karka where it does work, so obviously, by the Tazan where it, because it doesn't work, like what's the, like obviously we'll have, like either it's not going to be a something or it won't work at all.
No, the Gemara suffix by para is that. Yes.
I think you're saying that the first case is a kol shekein. I think you just said that's the flow of the Gemara. I mean, you don't ask one question the second.
That's the flow of the Gemara. Yeah, to say it's the flow of the Gemara is one thing, but to say that the second kasha doesn't add anything, that's different.
No.
No, my kasha on Rashi is that the second kasha of the Gemara doesn't seem to be adding anything.
Very saying just ask if you Rashi, you don't need the second case.
Exactly, the second case is not necessary. According to Tosfos, the second...
You're saying if he tells us the first case isn't necessary.
The first case might not be necessary according to Tosfos, but that could be the flaw of the Gemara. According to Rashi, the whole second case makes no sense. So we have the second case. What's the only answer according to Rashi? What do you have to say? Ravashi had his shayla. Rav Papa had his shayla. Ravashi didn't hear Rav Papa's shayla. So that's why he asked a different shayla. That's what you have to say. Because if not, it mamish doesn't make any sense why he would ask a different kasha. If the shayla is a mamish exactly the same. It could be that's taka why Tosfos learned differently than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it's not really so clear why you need the second shayla. Because the second shayla is really exactly the same as the first shayla. That if he knows that you can't be mekadesh nisha b'pachas mishava pruta, maybe he wants to throw the pruta entirely to the bas. Right. According to Rashi, the two shaylas are mamish the same. According to Tosfos, even though the first shayla is a kolshkein from the first shayla, the first shayla is a kolshkein more than the second shayla, right? If I had the second shayla, I wouldn't need the first shayla, but the flow of the Gemara works out. That first we have the first shayla, and then the second shayla flows off the first shayla. That maybe he has a suffek in the first case, whether we throw it to the bas, the whole pruta to the bas, because you can't be kona apara bekesef. And then in Karka, where you can't be kona bekesef, maybe there's more reason to say that he wants to split it. Chatzi chatzi. Okay, we'll stop here. I just did a brief look.